The rain has fallen, rain has blown, and the snow is melting, bringing near the dark year in the land. The sun is gone, the land is brown, the river now is flowing, but even you were gone before you
Volume 5 MTL, Montreal's fifth annual art book fair and festival celebrating art and the book, bringing together the best talents from across North America and beyond. More than 50 publishers and artists will be on hand for the fair on October 1st and 2nd from 11 to 6. Free admission at the SAT 1201 Saint-Laurent. Check out the full program at volumemtl.art, featuring invited guests from the Detroit Art Book Fair, C Magazine, Le Sai, Wendy's Subway, Art Metropole, Peripheral Review, and much more. And don't miss the closing event, the launch of Flint Magazine with performances at Le Système on Sunday, October 2nd. That's Volume 5 MTL, volumemtl.art, a CKUT co-presentation.
Cinema Politica Concordia is thrilled to invite you to the long-awaited launch of our fall 2022 season. Join us on October 3rd for a special screening of the award-winning film, The Territory, a collaborative and deeply committed film about Indigenous land defenders protecting their traditional territory against encroaching deforestation brought by farmers and illegal settlers. Through dramatic landscapes and Indigenous filmed witness footage, The Territory highlights the global nature of Indigenous struggle for land and climate justice. On October 3rd, 7 p.m., room H110, Concordia's Hall Building, 1455 de Maisonneuve West. Venue is wheelchair accessible, donations kindly encouraged. cinemapolitica.org or find us on social media. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
Northern Haze there. Yes, Northern Haze. 80s band reformed and re-recorded, or recorded more tracks in the OOs. That was from, let's see who put this out, and yeah, that was from a compilation of their works from the 80s and then the OOs. It was put out just a few years ago, 2012. Northern Haze being, of course, Innu band from the far north. Really great package here. Not the easiest reissue to find. I don't know why it's kind of plopped out into obscurity, but it's on Sudden Supreme Echo Records. And many of these songs are also CBC, originally CBC Productions. Anyway, one of the few, at least from that era, Innu bands rocking out. We heard a few songs from their from this compilation album called Sinaktuk. That was Oviasuk. Also heard Puigo and Unwekut from Northern Haze in that set, and alternated those with one of the only other more rockin' acts, this time from the 70s, a band called Sugluk, from that Native North America Volume 1 album. I Didn't Know and Fall Away started the set way back with Willie Thrasher, We Gotta Take You Higher. Well, taking you higher north in the next track. This is not an Aboriginal band, but curiously enough, for the most part, Francophone Quebecers from Ongava, way north up there near Ongava Bay. The band was active in the mid-70s, quite a proggy sort of fusion rock type band. Fairly sought after record by people who like that kind of thing, because unless you were around in the 70s buying music from Ongava Bay, you were not likely to stumble across this record. Christmas Day, New Year's Day fall on Friday this year, and there will be special programming at CKUT. So there's this week, and I'll be back next week, and then there'll be a break. So it's a lot of fun to ride out another killer year here at Montreal Sound Arc, and all to say, be with you here till 5 o'clock, moving things along rock wise. This is Ongava on Montreal Sound Arc, CKUT 90.3.
dans ce monde, la violence éclate, la misère abonde, les enfants se battent, des murs pour la guerre, mais ne vote pas, adieu à ta mère, un fusil au bras, après les éclairs, on te cherchera, mais tu que je dis, entends mon message, cet enfer maudit n'est pas de ton âge, la peur t'attendit, vaut bien le courage, et tous tes amis tourneront la page, regarde autour de toi, les lâches sont tous là, mais tu me dis. Peut-être pour ta langue ou ta couleur de peau, on volera ton bien, on brisera tes os, on te soignera bien, on te mettra au chaud, si tu peux demain payer ton écho. Un homme est venu en décapotable pour te demander d'être charitable, pendant que les mioches d'à côté n'ont rien sur la table, et tu... Nos politiciens, d'argent ou de cadeaux, achètent nos voisins, vendent notre peau. Les nations s'entassent au rang nucléaire, au foyer et en classe, on parle de guerre. On va dans l'espace, on quitte la terre, mais ici, hélas, autant de misère. La haine nous casse, mais on fait des prières, et tu...
Frontière aux Laurentides. Vous êtes à l'antenne de CKUT 90.3 FM ou sur le web autour du globe à CKUT.ca.
Here we go, though. Here's some more with Brian Davey, Dreams of Ways on CKUT 9.3 FM.
Left her out in the cold. was a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself for a man you don't understand. Your mom and dad try to help you, bring you happiness and love. She turns her head and walks away. Nobody can deny that love can pass you by. Sunny days are feeling down. When he's around, you're alive. She feels a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself for a man you don't understand. She feels a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself for a man you don't understand. Young country girl, still have a lot to see in this world. She turns her head and walks away. Nobody can deny that love can pass you by. For a man who don't understand. She feels a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself over a man who don't understand.
What I like to do to you. from the back of a box. Oh, 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 a civilized man, but no one is sane enough to show me how I can. Smoking driftwood. Oh, 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 oh. I was there when the little kids were doing their E-I-E-I-E. Yeah.
Native Sounds of Redbone, one of the more prominent Native American rock bands of the mid-70s. Funky stuff there, too. We've been playing in the background as a good third. Well, three long tracks and basically jams fill out their double LP. That one, I believe, is called Things Go Better. Part of that, a whole set of Native American rock. J.J. Light from the amazing early 70s rock album Heya. We heard both Follow Me Girl and the title track Heya. After Redbone, the best known of the 70s Native rock bands is Exit. That's X-I-T. Their amazing album, Plight of the Red Man. We heard I Was Raised in Indian Ways. This next one is called The Coming of the White Man by Exit. Again, from their album, Plight of the Red Man. Coming of the White Man. That is on Montreal Sound Arc and CQT 90.3 FM.
Today, I want my see on them John Wayne movies is painted white. I said I won't tell you that all that greed that you see on them John Wayne movies is painted Hollywood white. And it's not right. 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 It's a reservation of education. It's a reservation of education. It's a reservation. It's a reservation of education. I'm sure when you were young that you played a game called Cowboys and Indians. I said I'm sure when you were young that you played a game called Cowboys and Indians. But you're all grown up now. But you're still playing a game. But only now it's called
today, in partnership with the Gore Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund, radio stations throughout Turtle Island have come together to amplify Indigenous voices and honor Indigenous peoples. It's a day to listen, and it doesn't stop here. Find out how you can continue the conversation at adaytolisten.ca.
A podcast about Canadian politics. For our first episode of 2022, wow, it's so strange to say that, we're going to do things a little bit differently because Parliament is not back in session yet. They're back January 31st. So this week, we're having an extended conversation that really digs into what me and producer Tiffany Lamb thought was the biggest story of last year. The discovery of more than 1,300 unmarked graves of Indigenous children at former residential school grounds across the country. Now, there hasn't been too much movement from Ottawa on how to account for this colonial legacy, but two major things have happened since. Most recently, in December, the CBC reported that Ottawa released early details of a $40 billion settlement for Indigenous people impacted by the state child welfare system. This is a non-binding agreement, and parties have until the end of March to sign off on it. It sets aside $20 billion for compensation and $20 billion for long-term reform of the on-reserve child welfare system. All eyes are now on the federal government to reveal how exactly they will change this.